Paul, why are you writing a book on podcasting? It's the Podcast Report, episode 26. It's a special episode, and I think you're going to enjoy it.
It's the Podcast Report with Paul Colligan. And here's Paul.
If this is your first time at the Podcast Report, this is probably not the best episode to start from. If you've been listening for a while, as many of you have, I think you're going to have fun with this one. Some of you know, a bunch of you know, that I pre-launched a book on podcasting called How to Podcast. What a lot of you don't know is that the day I pre-launched it, it hit number one in three different countries. Now, it hit number one in America. Not that surprising of a deal. That's primarily where my audience is, where most of you are from. And it hit Canada as well, but also hit Germany in number one reference, which I thought to be really, really fascinating. Fact of the matter is this. The world wants a simple how-to podcast book. Not fluff, not 3,700 pages about microphone selection, that type of thing. But simply how to podcast. People are looking at how to podcast. They're looking at how to do it easily. Here I am at the Podcast Report. Well, gosh darn it, we are going to do this. If you would like the notes from today's episode, send hashtag book, that's the pound sign, B-O-O-K, to the show hotline, 503-897-1290. No transcripts for this episode, just the notes that I'm going to give you today. This is a special edition of the Podcast Report. If this is the first episode you've listened to, definitely subscribe to the Podcast Report and go ahead and take a listen to some of the back catalog. Essentially, the Podcast Report is for podcasters and for those thinking about getting into podcasting, dealing with the business of podcasting. And well, gosh darn it, I never saw How to Podcast as part of the business of podcasting, but what's fascinating is people have made this much more complicated than they need to be, than they need to. I have not wanted to do a how-to podcast book, but it doesn't need to be this complicated. It doesn't need to be this restricted. And the funny thing, it turns out there's more interest in a simple how to do this than I thought there would be. Now, this is a big project for me. It's going to happen really quickly. But the deal is, I want you to be part of it. And that's what this episode is about. So the working title of the book right now is How to Podcast. Broadcast your message in four simple steps. The world's smartphones, connected cards, tablets, and more. Even if you don't really know what podcasting is. That's pretty close to what the title is going to be. And as you can see in there, you know, my thing is not iTunes. My thing is not Apple. My thing is broadcasting your message in four simple steps. We're going to hit those four simple steps in a second. The release date currently at Amazon is 2/24/15, February 24th, 15. I expect an earlier release. I just gave us plenty of buffer time in case something happens. I will release it. When it's released, it'll release to Amazon, all of their bookstores, all of the countries that they are in. We're also going to do it to all physical bookstores worldwide and all electronic retailers worldwide, i.e. this book is going to be available wherever fine books are sold. Now, when I released this pre-release on 12/4, we hit number one in three countries, USA, Canada, Germany. Very, very cool. Not entirely surprising. We know how to market this stuff. The Germany thing was kind of interesting, but the fact of the matter is this. People are looking for directions on how to podcast. Now, the book is going to be, and again, I want you to be part of this, so keep listening. The book is really just four chapters. Now, there's going to be a short intro on why I'm doing the book, some of the stuff we discussed here today. Then there's going to be four chapters of the four basic steps of podcasting. Now, the working titles for the steps, and I'm going through a lot of process of editing, making sure that we get this right. The first one is make digital media. The second step is put it online. The third step is make it podcast ready. And the fourth step is tell the world. That's it. One, make digital media. Two, put it online. Three, make it podcast ready. Four, tell the world. That's it. All podcasting falls into those four categories. And this is the part where you come in. What I want to do is after I have these four real simple chapters with step-by-step directions on how to do these things, then I want to have four chapters of other podcasts, that's you, and how you do the four simple steps. Now, I want this to be as easy and as simple as possible in the spirit of the book. This is not a book for nerds. This is not a book for computer people. This is a book for ma and pa who are looking to podcast. These are the people who haven't podcasted yet, want a part of it, don't know how to do it. So everything needs to be explained in simple terms. But I would love, in making digital media, to hear how you make your digital media. Just explain what you do, how you do it, a couple of paragraphs. or maybe your process of putting it online. You know, a lot of you are at Libsyn, a lot of you are at Blueberry, a lot of you are at S3, but maybe you've got a different place for where you are. I would love to hear stories about where you put your media online. Now, make it podcast ready. I know the podcasters in here are going to go, well, you mean feed, right? Yes, that's exactly what I mean. But the fact of the matter is, feed scares some people. Making a podcast ready is a little bit easier. So how do you make it podcast ready? Some of you, you know, despite what I recommend, you construct your own feeds. Some of you just take the feed straight from WordPress. Some of you have your feeds that are coming from WordPress, head up by the PowerPress plugin. Some of you have your stuff straight from Libsyn. Some of you go through FeedBurner. Some of you hate FeedBurner. I want to know how you make your podcast ready. And then number four, tell the world. How do you tell the world? Obviously, I'm going to tell people, show people how to submit to the iTunes database and how to submit to some of the other databases. But how do you tell the world? How do you promote? And I want just, you know, maybe a page and just on one particular topic. And then what I thought would be fun would be, you know, let's say Chris from Amateur Traveler chats about how he makes digital media, a couple of paragraphs there. Well, then we'll have a little biography about the Amateur Traveler podcast and Chris and a link to more information about his show. Goals for this project. I want to make podcasting approachable to everyone, techie or not. I'm going to have plenty of stuff in the book for the techie who hasn't yet to podcast, but that's not really going to be the focus. I want anybody to pick up this book and feel like, gosh darn it, I can do it. And that's why I'm going to go as hard as I can on as simple as possible of an explanation for everything. I'm not going to go in depth. It doesn't need to go in depth. People get better as they get more episodes out the door. The hard part is not getting better. The hard part is getting that first episode out the door. And that's what we're trying to do here. So the goal is to make podcasting approachable to everyone, techie or not. The goal is to get a book, essentially, that you could give to mom. Now, I do not desire with this book to make money. I'm going to sell the book, definitely. The book is going to be for sale, definitely. But the goal of the book is basically to pay for the project management of putting this book together, and that's it. You are going to see this book discounted on a regular basis. You are going to see this book given away at events and that type of thing. It is not to see a piece of the revenue pie from the sales of this book. My goal is to pay for project management, and that's it. So how do you get your part in? Well, a couple things. Number one, I want you to submit your article. And again, it's on one of those four topics: making digital media, putting it online, making it podcast ready, or telling the world. I want you to submit your article with some statement in there that you give me permission to put it in the book. And I want you to send that to thepodcastreport@outlook.com. That's the email address for the show. And again, if you want all the notes for what I'm doing here, go ahead and text #book. That's the #BOOK to 503-897-1290, and I'll get you the latest copy of the notes. And the notes are going to be a Google Doc that will be updated on a regular basis. So as I change things, you can feel free to, just check on a regular basis, see where things are going. So submit the article with some sort of statement that I have full permission to put it in the book. Send that to the podcastreport@outlook.com, and my assistant will go from there. Now, edits of the book. What we're going to do is we're going to do community edits of the book. I'm going to put up each one of these chapters, and I'm going to let people in the community kind of make suggestions on how to make it easier, you know, make suggestions on things like fixing spelling and that kind of stuff. And believe it or not, facebook.com/howtopodcast, the name of the book, also something that everybody's looking for, facebook.com/howtopodcast, was not taken. So what I'm going to do is we're going to put up the edits there, and we're going to have people make comments and go from there. So definitely follow the Facebook page. Again, that's facebook.com/howtopodcast. And then once we get those articles up, we'll probably do one article a day. We'll let you know when your article's up. Don't worry about that. And then we'll have you edit that. We'll do a final editor review, and then the thing will go to publication. So it's going to be peer-reviewed. It's going to be editor-reviewed. It should be pretty good stuff. And again, I'm only going to take the stuff that follows the four chapters and is simple and is easy. Again, the goal is a book for the non-techie. The goal is a book for mom. You know, the goal is something that you can hand to someone. They look at, they go, I can do this. Huh? Sound good so far? If you have the passion for podcasting that I have, I think this is going to be pretty cool for you. Now, let's speak to compensation. First of all, I can't say this strong enough, no financial considerations will be made. I am not going to pay you to get in this book. Now, I'm going to market your show. I'm going to market your positioning and that type of thing. And that's definitely there. And I want you to get as many links as is possible, as many clicks as is possible. We'll set up the book to make that happen. I would like to send you a copy of the paperback book when it comes out. I can sign it if you'd like. You know, some people say that might not be worth as much. But either way, I'm going to send you a paperback copy of the book. If desired, I will list you as a contributor to Amazon and let you list as many authors as you want. So you'll be able to see, you know, as seen in the number one top selling book, How to Podcast, with a link to it and your actual author name there on the book as well. And then the other thing I'll do, if you are in a world where you are teaching podcasting or that type of thing, I will give all contributors the ability to buy 10 copies of the book at $50. That includes shipping, or 25 copies of the book at $100. And basically just, we'll do that by PayPal, we'll make it easy, and then we'll get copies of the book shipped out to you, if that makes sense to you. So that's the basic idea. Management is going to be until the book comes out at facebook.com/howtopodcast. If you'd like to get your article submitted, I do need you to email that to me with permission to put it in the book at thepodcastreport@outlook.com. I want to get this thing out sooner than later, so I'm going pretty quickly on this project. Many of you have already reached out to me on Facebook. Thank you. We'll respond back to each one of you. Well, actually, we responded back that you want to listen to this episode. And so this is the next step. You're going to have to email me again, and definitely follow at facebook.com/howtopodcast, but this should be a very, very cool project. Now, what's funny is my first podcast book, the Business Podcasting Bible, there's actually only one case study podcast in there that still exists. And don't worry, they're going to be in this book as well. And I think that is going to be fun. But the book is going to be updated every year. If you've looked at my YouTube book, I have YouTube Strategies 2014, YouTube Strategies 2015 is going to come out. This is probably going to be, I don't know if this is going to be How to Podcast or How to Podcast 2015, but there will be a 2016 version, a 2017 version, and we'll give everybody the ability to update their comments and that type of thing. And I'll certainly be updating the book. And this should be an entity. This should be a key player in the podcasting space. Again, easy. Again, non-techie. Again, non-nerdy, you know, for my mom, for your mom, for anyone who's looking at how to podcast. Do I hope one day that once they're podcasting, they listen to the podcast report on a regular basis to learn how to build up the show and build up the audience and build up this world of podcasting? Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm hoping for. But between now and then, let's get the book out the door. So again, you've been listening to a special episode of The Podcast Report at thepodcastreport.com. Technically, this is episode 26, but we're not treating this like a lot of the other episodes. If you would like to subscribe to The Podcast Report, you certainly can. thepodcastreport.com/iTunes will take you to iTunes. /Stitcher will take you to Stitcher. /TuneIn will take you to get this TuneIn. /Spreaker will take you to Spreaker. If you want to follow or subscribe to the show on any of those platforms, please do. It makes a lot of sense to get this stuff. If this is the first time you've ever listened to this show, I would definitely recommend, highly recommend, that you subscribe, and you can get the back episodes. And of course, once you subscribe, you can get to the forward episodes as well, because I've got some great plans for this show. One of them is the How to Podcast book. But one of the things most exciting about How to Podcast, it's not just a simple, easy way to do it, but it's how you podcast as well. And boy, I'll tell you this, when a reader reads the book, sees how you do it, connects with you, they're going to listen to your show, and they're going to be subscribed to your show, and that's going to increase your audience as well. I am excited about this project. I can't wait to get this out. I'm looking forward to publishing this. I'm not even going to have my editor edit this one. I'm going to edit this one. That's how much fun it's going to be. Can't wait to read your comments and your thoughts at facebook.com/howtopodcast. Chat with you soon. Bye.